Hello, everyone. It's been a long time since I blogged here. I guess I've always had in the back of my mind that I would return at one point to blog again when I had some time, but more importantly, when I had a bit more freedom just to say what comes to mind. It's not that I'm not as transparent as I possibly could be. I'm out as a queer man, a gay man. I talk about recovery and pretty much anything else. But when you have responsibilities in a particular role or a job or working for a congregation, you certainly are genuine and authentic and do your best to be who you are. But you also, you know that you have a role and that, you have freedom to say what you wish. It's important to remember that not everything needs to be said necessarily when it is using some of the things that we have in terms of work or opportunities in a way that becomes more personal than it is pastoral. And so, you know, and that's not really a restriction. That's one of the blessings. However, right now I'm in a situation where I don't really have any responsibilities per se, you know, other than to work my way through this transition, continue to unpack the enormous amount of boxes that I have, make sure the cat is fed, and somehow make progress in settling in, which I really have done. But I just want to say that when I left my call in January, after 7 years serving the church that I was at, it was just such a wonderful, joyous thing. We prepared for the separation for quite some time, but it was a place where it was hard to leave because everybody cared about one another, and we came together in a lot of ways to practice our own version of a very powerful form, I think, of unconditional love, which in any case is a very powerful and life-changing way to live. I like to say that we kept our promises to one another for our time together and set the stage for the next phase, the next calls, the next leadership in the life of the congregation. When you walked into that church, because of the role that this idea of unconditionally welcoming people, people would tell you that you immediately felt warm and welcome. And a lot of people found their way to us from the online live streaming that we had done for a very long period of time. And even there, they would watch to check us out, as I'm sure they did other congregations, to figure out if this is a place where they might find a spiritual home. And we were and continue to be so blessed with new members and people that find their way into the life of the congregation and the many people who have been there for a long time. Now, I am no longer involved, so even though I talk about sometimes it's natural for me to talk about it in a way that sounds like I'm still there, I'm not. And they're doing a great job. And it's my role now to step back and to let the congregation move forward. What we learn together through so much, what it is like, what happens, rather, when you practice unconditional love, as I said, you feel warm and welcomed once you enter into the church. There's somebody there saying hi to you. Have a seat. If you got a little kid with you, you could be sure that you instantly had a whole dozen or even more of grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles who were cooing and eyeing as much as the child would. And you also encountered a congregation, a community of faith that lovingly welcomed all, especially the queer community, of which I'm a part. It's incredible to see what happens when a congregation steps forward and welcomes others who are actually marginalized or tolerated. You know, you tolerate mosquitoes, not people. They loved and cared about the people who came in and shared their lives with us. People became members of the worshiping community, the leadership of the church, in the fullest and most involved ways. What we learn when we welcome the other, so to speak, who we practice opening the doors, come on in, we listen to the Spirit, we step back, even if we're not sure what might happen, but we trust. When we do that, it's natural to think that we're bringing our gifts, right, to the new people in the congregation. What is true, though, and I have found this time and again, is that we are the ones that benefit the most from the gifts that the people bring to us. We think we're welcoming somebody with their gifts. The truth is, we're sharing a whole new blend of the gifts that others bring to us. And in many ways, we find ourselves to be as blessed as those who suddenly say, I'm home. Now, it's not easy to get there, you know. It takes a while. And most of all, what it takes is deciding that you're going to get the things that are in your way out of the way, so that there's no obstacles in welcoming people into the life of the congregation. So it's very interesting to go around to different churches today and to find places where they quite haven't figured out how to do that and are worried about, are we going to survive or are we going to make it through? And the truth is, you can. There's no rocket science to any of this. Given a fair chance, the road to a robust and vibrant and welcoming church is simple. You open the doors. You welcome who God sends your way. We step away from judging one another. We embrace one another. What we don't understand, we talk about. We do it with respect. We invite you to be part of who we are, and we're interested in being part of who you are in your lives together and learning more as we go and knowing that it's a God that brings us together in a lot of different ways that we may know God, but nonetheless, that same Spirit brings us together. It's that kind of a mindset, primarily not to judge, primarily to live on that edge of taking the risk when we embrace somebody that maybe we don't know so well or have been taught we shouldn't embrace or, you know, all of those things. And then when that happens, the Spirit takes care of the rest. So there's a lot that congregations can do to continue to grow, and that's not the main reason to be there. The main reason to be there is to make sure when somebody is looking for a way to find a God in their lives on a spiritual journey and they've been rejected elsewhere or haven't been welcome, whatever the case may be, we say, come on in. Come on in. God brought you here. We're not going to tell you what you have to do to be here. We're not going to tell you what dogma or rigid practices we have that you have to check off before you can sit in that pew. Come in. Teach us who you are. We'll teach you who we are. And then from there, we'll see what happens. It's just such a rich time to reflect on these things. And I want to get back into just talking like this a little bit. Right now, the trans community is bearing an enormous weight in all sorts of ways. And I want to talk about that so that we can better understand who we are by coming to know better who others are. So thanks again for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, from whatever point you found yourself today here, you are welcome and loved. And thanks again for taking the time. We'll be back. You can sign in. I'll send out little notices when the next one is coming up. Or just register on the YouTube channel and you'll get the links. Okay? All right, folks. Ray Bagnuolo saying goodbye. Have a great day. And thanks again for showing up. Bye.